Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. I'm the host of Mom First. You are listening to a special episode series about how I am making 2023 my fittest year ever. This isn't your typical fitness podcast. I'm not a trainer. I don't run marathons. I'm just a regular working mom living in a sleepy Midwestern town who, after five kids, 20 years of desk work, and a pandemic, is ready to make 2023 my fittest year ever, mentally and physically. For me, it starts with reclaiming what it means to be fit. So I'm learning to love myself just as I am today, to nourish my body and to give it the joyful movement that it needs today so that it will serve me for decades down the road. Imagine what it would be like to reclaim the word fit for yourself too. So come with me. Let's ditch the body shame, the toxic diet culture, and the yo-yo results, and truly make 2023 our fittest year ever. Get those earbuds, grab your yoga mat, and let's go. Hello, and welcome to this week's Fittest Year Ever episode on Mom First. Do you start out strong with a plan to achieve your goals, stick to it for 2 weeks, and then want to try something different? Maybe you heard about a new app or a new class at your favorite gym. Maybe you get off your routine and you can't get back on it because secretly, or not so secretly, you get bored super easily. It is so hard to stay focused on a fitness goal when there are so many distractions out there, like that shiny new piece of equipment or that program you just saw online. But truly, consistency, even in small doses, is seriously the magic sauce to achieving any of your goals, especially your fitness goals. And that's what I'm learning this year as I set out to make it my fittest year ever. I always knew I got bored easily, and I always knew that I liked variety and trying new things. But as I've been focusing on what I eat and dialing in my fitness this year, I realized that I use my desire for variety as an excuse. It gets in the way too much. Here's what I'm learning this year when it comes to being more consistent. First, I'm learning that I don't want to beat myself up anymore for wanting to try a lot of things. I'm 100% not judging myself or beating myself up. That's so easy to do, and in the past, for sure, I would do that. Not anymore, though. Now I'm learning to be more consistent and do so in a way that is kind and loving to myself. I know that my love of variety is just a part of my curious nature. It's a reflection of the fact that I'm pretty enthusiastic and curious about pretty much everything, and that coming up with a million ideas is one of my superpowers. I love that part of myself, and I wouldn't change it for anything. But the downside of that curious nature of mine is that it can be overused as a way to be constantly busy, never content with my current activity, and always on the lookout for the next best thing. When it's really sneaky, it even shows up as a way for me to avoid anxiousness or painful feelings. I'm also learning this year to watch for the thoughts that suggest that I'm overusing my curiosity and heading down a path that is more restless and anxious than necessary. Some of the thoughts that tend to show up for me are, this isn't fun, this isn't fulfilling, this isn't working, something else would work better, something else would be more fun. I just need to shift to something else. I'm going to try something new. Why is this taking so long? What are other options? What if I'm missing out? I know that if I have these kinds of thoughts just 2 or 3 weeks after trying something, that it's a signal that my restlessness is trying to take over. And then when I notice these thoughts, I'm learning to do a body awareness meditation where I focus really specifically on a particular sense. Often for me, it's touch. So I rub 2 fingers together, and I try intensely to focus on how those fingers feel when they rub against each other. These kinds of meditations are awesome because they are free, easy to do, and can be done absolutely anywhere. So whenever I feel that restlessness bubbling up, I drop back into my body and ground and center myself. Now here's the third thing I'm doing. I'm learning to be more consistent and less restless and distracted by committing to a minimum workout each day. For me, it's 10 minutes of yoga, but I'm adding to it now with additional workouts. And the final thing I want to share with you today about what I'm learning is that I'm learning to exercise massive constraint. So here's the thing. There are a million ways to work out and about 1,000 apps, programs, classes, etc. to try. It is easy to get overwhelmed. And so I am very carefully and diligently exercising and maintaining constraint. I decide each month what I'm going to do and where and when. Right now it's spring. I love to run, walk, and do yoga. I might lift some weights in our basement at home or jump on our mini trampoline, but beyond that, this month, I'm constraining myself to those things so that I can really focus in and reach my goals. But even as I say this to you, I can hear a voice popping up inside my head. But what about that class at the gym in town? You've been wanting to try that. And here's the answer. Sure, I can try that. After I have done what I had planned for the day, it can be an add-on, but I'm not going to allow my brain to distract me with something new anymore in order to avoid doing the workouts that I've already committed to. So in sum, whenever I notice I'm not staying consistent with my workouts, here are some things that are helping me. I acknowledge my curiosity and everything good that it brings my way. I watch my thoughts for a signal that I might be trying to distract myself from something that I don't want to do. I center myself with a body awareness meditation. I commit to a minimum workout, and I use massive constraint. That's what I'm doing to stay focused on my goals. What about you? Do you struggle with shiny object syndrome too, especially when it comes to your fitness goals? If so, hop over to Instagram and let me know what works for you. You can find me at Mom First Coaching on Instagram. Hope to see you there. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I absolutely love making this podcast for you. If it resonates, I hope that you're going to come over and check me out over on Instagram at Mom First Coaching. I would love to hear from you there. See you again next time.